You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back, ladies. I am Dr. Jay Dene, and we've already taken a look at some of the things that we may want to change and some of the things that some resources that we might be able to use in order to do that. We talked a little bit about planning. We talked about being a self-systematic reflector, right? And so I hope that as you move through and that you're doing this work, that you're learning some things about yourself. This is really, really, really important work. Our goal is really to become a more powerful, more authentic, more productive leader, right? And so this is just one of the ways that we get that done. It is important that we find life-work balance. We are women, and women have needs, and we have to be our primary responsibility in making sure that we take care of ourselves and meet our needs. And so then we can be more effective both at home and at work. And this is why we're doing this. So today, I want to talk about the concept of leadership as service. It is a service role. So sometimes as women, we have relied on the awesome models of men or male leaders, and we know that they're awesome. And we have modeled them in such a way that is inconsistent with who we are as women, okay? And so I want to encourage you to sort of think about your feminine sweet spot and your leadership work, because feminine power is equally powerful. And we know that women think differently than men. We approach things differently than men. And when we are not leading from our place of power, our place of who we are, our place of women, and we're applying some strategies for whatever reasons we're applying them, because it was our model, because men don't always respect the feminine energy in the room, whatever those reasons are, they're really none of our business. Our business is to become better at balancing who we are and being powerful and authentic and productive in all areas of our lives. So with that said, if we think about who we are as women, what does this mean for how we lead? I just want to propose one example for you. As we think about who we are as women and what we do naturally, the first thing that comes to mind for me is that we are natural nurturers. That's who we are. That's what we were designed to do. That's our contribution to the world, to society, to our children, to our families. The thing is that sometimes we don't nurture ourselves, and that's when our imbalance comes. And the other thing is we try and take on customs that are more socially accepted rather than doing the thing that we know will enhance us most in the work that we do. So when I think about nurturing, this is what we do for our children. This is what we do for our husbands, and we know how to do this. We know how to take a look at our kids. We can sense when something is right. We know when they've had a good day. We have all this innate ability to sort of hone in on them and see how we can guide them and nurture them and support them. And I'm suggesting that we do the same thing with our staff people. So if we find our feminine sweet spot, we're going to feel more authentic immediately, and we're going to feel more confident immediately the minute that we decide to work and function in this feminine sweet spot. We know how to nurture, so let's consider this as an option. We have a staff, and each of our staff people have different strengths and weaknesses, just as we do, and we've already taken a look at ours. What happens if we look at our staff members the same way that we sort of have our analytical eye on our family? And we know that this staff person over here is good at communicating, very effective with it. This person over here is very good with managing tasks. This person over here is just very creative. And so if we take those three scenarios and we pull each of those people and we sort of talk to them to confirm, this is what I see. What else do you think you're good at? What other things do you consider to be your strengths, and where do you consider your weaknesses to be? And we begin to tailor tasks and have them collaborate in those areas where they're most strong. I can guarantee you that you're going to have a more productive staff. You're going to have a happier staff. Your whole environment, your whole work environment will change. You'll have staff members who are satisfied, and thus you will be satisfied as well, and you will all be rewarded. So if you can assess and have conversations with your staff people and target them with tasks that will allow them to build upon their strengths, and then as a leader in this service role, figure out then how you help to support them in their weaknesses. That's like the magical mix right there. That's just an example of how to get in touch with your feminine sweet spot, just with this concept of nurturing. So I want to challenge you, you know, give it a shot. Talk to your staff people. Have an open engagement with them if you'd like, but ultimately you're going to have to talk to each one of them individually to confer what you think and to get their opinion, and try reassigning. Just have fun with it. No stress, okay? So I hope that you use this along with your whole look at yourself as the individual you are as you reflect on your daily work. Good luck with that, okay?
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.